steps of faith. And in Hebrews chapter 11, there are a number of different individuals who took steps of faith that are recorded in the Scripture. Faith always involves a risk as it relates to man. But a step of faith where a man follows God sees risk turn into reward. That's what we find in the life of a man by the name of Abraham in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. There are two principles that I introduced to you last week that are foundations for the series that we're studying. One is found in verse number 1 of Hebrews chapter 11, where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The first principle is that faith is acting upon something that you cannot see. Very simple definition of what faith is in the Scripture. It's acting on something that you cannot see. We'll see that again in the life of Abraham this morning. The second principle is found in verse number 6. Verse number 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." God's a rewarder, but without faith, you cannot please God. I believe that God has steps of faith for every believer under the sound of my voice to take. I believe that every believer has a step of faith somewhere to take. Without faith, if I'm not taking steps of faith, I cannot be pleasing God in my life. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I wonder what your next step of faith is. And I wonder in this series on Sunday mornings if God will show you the step of faith that you're to take in your life. I wonder if you look at Abraham's faith this morning, and as we look at it, I wonder if you talk to Abraham, if you would ask some of the same questions that I would ask. Abraham, you've been in Haran here for a certain period of time. Why are you leaving? Because God told me to. Abraham, well, where are you going? I don't know. Abraham, how are you going to provide for your family? I really haven't figured that out yet. God hasn't told me. Abraham, don't you think that that's going to make your family a little unsettled? Probably yes. It didn't look from the human perspective like it was a very good move. This morning, I want to preach on this thought: when a step of faith doesn't make sense, what to remember when a step of faith doesn't make sense. Abraham was used greatly by God. We know he was rewarded for this step, but this step didn't really make sense. By the way, most steps of faith in our lives don't make sense. What do we need to remember from the life of Abraham when God asks us to take a step of faith that doesn't make sense? Steps of faith are often motivated by a fear of God, where God gives us warnings and we give a right response to those warnings. We learned that last week in the life of Noah. But this week we want to learn on what to remember when steps of faith don't make sense in our lives. Number one, if you're taking notes this morning, remember this: that steps of faith are governed by God. Say, "Preacher, I have no idea why I'm where I'm at right now. I have no idea this situation that I'm placed in that I have no control over. I have no idea why I'm there." Number one, remember when you're in that place that that step is governed by God. Turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter number 12. What to remember when a step of faith doesn't make sense. This step didn't make sense. For Abraham, this step didn't make sense. He was in his own country. He was with his family. He was with his father in his father's house. And he's going to leave all that. That doesn't make sense. Those things are nice things. Those things are good things. Those things are comforting things. Those things are secure things. Why would I leave all that? Because God governs our steps. Look at verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham." It wasn't Abraham's cousin. It wasn't his dad. It wasn't his grandpa, it wasn't his wife, it wasn't his children that spoke unto Abraham and said, "Abraham, I think it's time to get out." It was God that spoke to Abraham and said, it's time to get out of thy country. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And the next three words are powerful. So Abram departed. God said, get up. God said, leave. Where am I going? Well, I'm going to show you where you're going. Just get up and take your family. Take Lot. Take your wife with you. And we find out that he did those things in verses 5 through 8. He took a step of faith that didn't make sense because he remembered that God governed the step. Wherever Abraham went, God met with him. Remember, wherever you're at in life, whatever step of faith you're facing in life, remember that God ordains those steps and God's with us in those steps. He wasn't going alone. God was going with him. Get this. It's better to be on the move with God than to be still without him. It is better to take the step of faith. It's better to be put in an uncomfortable situation in life with God than to be still without him. Abraham could have stayed in Haran, but it was better for Abraham to move out of Haran because God was with him. Abraham subscribed and he surrendered to God's wisdom. Job did the same thing. We find it in the book of Job. Paul did the same thing. He subscribed and he surrendered to God's wisdom. Some today subscribe to podcasts, to magazines, to the world's wisdom, to man's wisdom. But Abraham subscribed to God's wisdom. Abraham said, God, I know you to be true, to be right, to be faithful. If you tell me to do something that I don't understand, I'll still do it. What keeps Christians from taking steps of faith? I'll tell you what keeps us from taking steps of faith. We subscribe to everybody else's input, but God's. We listen to everybody else. And I'm not saying in the multitude of counselors there's safety. There's certainly wisdom in getting wisdom. But there is a time when God leads us. And if he leads us according to his word, and he shows us a step of faith that we need to take, we need to take it. We don't need to ask advice about clear steps that God has ordained in our lives that are consistent with the Word of God. We need to take those steps. Abraham subscribed and surrendered to God's wisdom. What about you? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. The implication of Hebrews 11 and Genesis 12 is that as God was speaking, Abraham was packing up his bags. When God spoke, Abraham obeyed. As God spoke, Abraham obeyed. He departed. He was set on immediately obeying God. Why, preacher? Because he knew that his steps would be governed by God. Listen, when God governs a step in your life, you need to take that step. You need to find contentment in that step. You need to be able to trust that it's a step that God has led. Number two, when a step of faith doesn't make sense, remember that steps of faith are rewarded by God. They are rewarded by God. In verse number 6, it speaks that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In verse number 8, it speaks of Abraham receiving an inheritance in the future because he took a step of faith. He lived by faith as a partaker of the promises of God. For Abraham, this step of faith was a practical decision. By the way, for us, steps of faith are usually a practical decision. It's usually something that's going to affect my life. It's usually something that's going to affect my family. It's usually something that's going to affect my testimony or my reputation for Christ. It's something that's going to affect others. But it has great rewards. He remembered that not only does God govern our steps, but he had to know and hear the promise of God, I'll make of thee a great nation. I'll take care of thee, Abraham. You take this step of faith, you're going to see the blessing of God. I'm going to pour out an inheritance among you. Abraham, all families of the earth are going to be blessed by you because you've taken a step of faith. When a step of faith doesn't make sense, remember that God, steps of faith are rewarded by God. Thirdly, steps of faith are to be obeyed by man. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. Abraham departed in Genesis chapter 12. Steps of faith are not steps of faith unless you obey God. If you disobey God, you are not pleasing God. A step of faith is a step of obedience. For Abraham, it was a tough step. For Abraham, it had unknowns attached to it. But it's what God told him to do. And so he obeyed God regardless of what he could see with his eyes. He acted upon what God said. Do you act on what God says even when you can't see it? You know, usually where this bites us the most is in our finances. We have commitments that we've made before the Lord. In our lives, we have made a commitment to tithe to the Lord. We've made a commitment to give to missions to the Lord. We've made commitments to take care of others that are not maybe doing so well financially. But you know what? My finances get tight like your finances get tight sometimes. Everybody's finances get tight. And you know what's easy to look at when finances get tight? What can I cut? What's the tendency to cut? The tendency is to cut, I can cut my giving here. Instead of saying, Lord, here's a step of faith. I'm in a step of faith. But Lord, I'm going to continue my commitments. Steps of faith are steps where we must obey the Lord. When a step of faith doesn't make sense, remember this, steps of faith give direction often without destination. Steps of faith often take us in a direction without a destination. Abraham was going where he didn't know. God didn't pull out a map of the Fertile Crescent and sit down with Abraham or send an angel to him and spread it all out to Abraham and show him his whole journey for the next number of years of his life. He told Abraham to take one step. Leave. When you leave, I'll show you where you're going. The rest of the steps were revealed as time went on. Young people, God never tells you what's going to happen in the next 10 years of your life, but He does ask you to take a step now. He does ask you in your life to keep yourself right before the Lord. He does ask you in your life to keep yourself under biblical authorities and submit to the biblical authorities in your life. He does ask you to keep yourself pure. He does ask you practical steps at your time in life, knowing that if you'll take those steps, you will find out the next step, and God will lead the next step, and the next step, and the next step. It's important that you're taking the steps that you know to take right now. He asks you to be in the Word of God. Learn it and study it. It's a step of faith. You say, preacher, I'm young. I don't understand how it all applies to me. It doesn't always make sense. That's okay. Still study the Scriptures. Take that step in your life. It's going to help you down the road in other steps of your life. When God calls you to go to college, if He does that, He doesn't give you the next 10 years of your life or line out the next 15 steps. He just wants you to take a step. When God leads you to a church, He doesn't reveal to you the next 5 years of what you're going to do at that church or how God's going to use that church in your life. He just asks you to take a step of faith and get in a Bible-believing church and make a commitment to get to the services. That's a step of faith. Steps of faith often give us direction, but not our final destination. When a step of faith doesn't make sense, remember this. Steps of faith lead usually to foreign experiences. steps of faith in our lives usually lead to foreign experiences. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 9. Hebrews 11 and verse number 9. The Bible says, by faith, he sojourned. Sojourn's an interesting word. It means to live in a country without the rights of being a citizen. You can talk to Pastor Bill about all that, as they're experiencing some of that over in the Philippines. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, and the indication is he didn't have a permanent dwelling place. Abraham, when he lived in Canaan, for all the years that he lived in Canaan, he lived in tabernacles. A tabernacle in the Old Testament was a movable place. The word is also used, tent, for this word, meaning that he moved all over. You know, the only thing Abraham had in Canaan was a burial place. We find that he had a burial place, but he had nothing else. He sojourned in the land of promise. What are the next words? As in a strange country. It was not home. God didn't take Abraham from home and put him in home. That wouldn't be a step of faith. A step of faith is where God moves us to some place that we become a sojourner. We are a stranger to it. It's new. We haven't experienced this before. That's the step of faith that God asked Abraham to take. Some are called to go sojourn in the land of terminal illness. That's a foreign land to most people. Most people don't visit that twice in life. They visit it once. They sojourn in that land. Some are called to sojourn in the land of unemployment. Some in our church are experiencing that right now. By the way, that's an uncomfortable experience. That's not home. Some are called to sojourn in the land of chronic pain. We have people in our congregation that for them, a step of faith is God said, go into this. I want you to live there. I want you to sojourn there. Others are called to sojourn in the land of caretaking. That's usually a foreign experience. That's not something that people live in every day of their lives. But some live there. Others are called to sojourn in the land of a Christian college. We have college students that are experiencing new things. Talked to a couple this week. Tried to talk to a couple every week. And it's new. It's a new experience. It's a foreign land, so to speak. Others are called to sojourn in the land of widowhood. It's a foreign experience. It's a step of faith. Others are called to sojourn in the land of singleness. It's a foreign land. It can get old. But it's a step of faith. Strange lands, foreign countries. The quicker you and I understand that life on earth is to train us and stretch us and develop us and mature us in our faith, it will help us to understand the foreign land and the sojourning quicker. Steps of faith require a pioneering spirit. They require courage. Because in the Christian life, to obey God means embarking on something that is new. On somewhere where you've not been. Some may be sojourning into a doctor's report in the next couple of months that you've not heard of before. It's a foreign land. I remember learning to pray and establish a time to talk with God. That was a foreign land for me at one time. At one time, it was foreign for me to stand up and pray in front of somebody else, or even to pray with somebody else. I hadn't done it before. It was foreign. It was new. But those little steps of faith helped grow me in my faith. I remember the first time I preached, it was foreign. It was a strange land. I got up for 6 or 7 minutes as a 15-year-old. And I got real nervous. And I sweat a lot. And I grabbed my sleeve 1,000 times. And I sat down and said, I never want to do that again in my life. Never. It was a foreign land. It was a strange experience. It was a step of faith. Moving from assistant pastor to pastor was a step of faith. It was a big step of faith for me. It's still a step of faith. It's still a strange land. You know what I'm talking about. And you have strange lands in your life. But you know what? God calls us to sojourn. And He calls us to sojourn as in a strange land. For some of you who left false religions to place your faith in Christ, it was a foreign experience. It was new. It's different. The church services are different. Looking at the Word of God alone is different. It's a step of faith. He lived on the move. Abraham lived in a daily readiness for his removal. And that's the way we all should live. Some people, when they go on vacation, they get to a hotel room or they get to a condo or wherever they're staying, and they unpack everything. They take it all out of the suitcase, put it in the dressers and closets, and they reside in that place that they're going to be for however many days they're going to be. Others leave everything in the suitcase. Others say, I'm not unpacking everything. I'm only going to be here for a short time. Therefore, I'm not going to put all this stuff out and make this feel like home. Christian, beware of making this feel like home. This isn't home. This isn't where we're going to be forever. Don't get too comfortable here. Understand you're living in a strange country. We spend our energy trying to build a comfortable or successful life here. But remember, this life is but a weekend in light of eternity. Don't get too comfortable. He lived in Canaan not as a property owner, but as a pilgrim. Living the life of a foreigner. Get this, you got to get this truth. Key truth in the message. Living the life of a foreigner moves our eyes to the future. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 10. Years ago, I visited the country of Germany. Brother Robinson at the time was considering going over there. In fact, he did go over there as a missionary. I went over with him on a survey trip. And it was the most miserable trip of my life. I've been to lots of mission fields. Every mission field that I've been to, I come home burdened for those people. I come home asking God, God, do you want me to go? Germany, that was not the case. They were not friendly people towards Americans. I didn't like anything about their culture. And I couldn't wait to get home. It was my longest separation from my wife. We had our son at the time. I was gone for 10 days. 10 days too long. I was ready to come home. I got over there after about 3 days of culture shock and said, wow, when does that plane leave Germany? When am I leaving Frankfurt again? You see, when you're a foreigner, it turns your eyes on the future. Look at verse number 10 of Hebrews chapter 11. Remember, in verse number 9, he's sojourning. He has no rights as a citizen. He has no place to plant his feet. He has no place to settle. But in verse number 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham lived his life by faith, looking not at current reality, but at promised reality. Amen. He didn't live looking at what was taking place in Canaan. He lived with eyes of, I'm looking for that city. And if you're a Christian here this morning, no matter what where you're living at, no matter what you're sojourning in, no matter what strange land you're sojourning in, you can have those same eyes and look for that city. Abraham's look influenced his life. When heaven is your look, your future is always better than today. Say, preacher, my days are not good right now. That's okay. Get a heavenward look, and your future will be bright. It'll put today in perspective. When heaven is your look, your light affliction is but for a moment in comparison to eternity. When heaven is your look, You may be frustrated with earthly authority. You may be frustrated with the political scene in our country. But forever, I will be with the one who died for me. What a day. What a glorious day that will be. Look at verses 13 and 14 of Hebrews chapter 11. This theme is throughout the chapter of Hebrews chapter 11. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. What's it talking about? What are they seeking? It's talking about they're seeking heaven. These people died. They didn't get to see all the promises that were promised to them in that life. But what they did see was a country that they would go to someday in heaven. Wiersbe said this, the important thing is not what we live in, but it's what we look for. You'll never be a man or woman of faith if you're looking for fulfillment here. Young people, you won't find fulfillment here. This earth doesn't have anything to offer you. No matter your ministry, no matter your geographic location, your job, or who you marry, Abraham looked ahead. And he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Had Abraham looked for a city on earth, he would have been stuck in Ur, maybe forever. But at some point, God, by his grace, allowed Abraham to see, to understand that everything on earth is a preparation for heaven. And I can look ahead to heaven. Abraham lived in tents, but he knew a heavenly city awaited him. Steps of faith are steps often that involve us turning our eyes to heaven. I wonder if you feel like God's asking you to take a step this morning. You haven't taken it yet. You haven't immediately departed. Oh, you've been weighing back and forth on it. You've been kind of straddling the fence. One day you think you will, one day you think, well, maybe I won't. And God says, you better take a step. If I'm leading you, you better remember it's governed by me. You better remember, you know what? I'm going to reward it. If you'll take it and obey me, I'll reward it. I'll show you the reward. If you'll take it and do it, it'll be a strange land, but it'll turn your eyes and keep your eyes on heaven if you'll take it. If you'll take it, it'll do something else for you. It'll cause you to understand that God can lead you in direction, often without destination, when steps of faith don't make sense. These are things that I should remember, that I learned from the life of Abraham.